way this whole game transpired.
Yeah, that was a weird one for sure. I mean,
you know, 5-on-5, I thought we were great.
It's usually, it was almost a case of
we had too many power plays tonight.
When it's not working, it can snowball, and we let it snowball, and that's on us. So almost, you know, cost us a game there, but stuck with it. We had a decision to make coming in the third. We could have just whipped it over, or, you know, let's walk the walk, right? And you look at the guys who stepped up in the third. It was the guys that were on that power play that felt that we needed to play a lot better, and we did. But obviously a lot of things to work on. But 5-on-5, I mean, I thought we certainly carried the majority of the play.
With that power play, I mean, you guys have been together for so long for the most part. How do things kind of snowball?
Well, it's some games you feel like you can't miss, and some games you feel like you can't do anything right. And that was the case today. I mean, confidence is such a fine line in professional sports, and when you're feeling good, things seem to go your way. And then when they don't, you know, you try to make some plays that you're probably forcing instead of reacting. And when you have the skill that we have, there's a lot of reactionary plays because guys are making the right reads out there. And when you're not feeling maybe 100% confident, then the reaction, you know, turns into hope. And that's when sometimes things go sideways. So, you know, we have to man up as a power play group and realize we have a lot of, you know, room to work on. But like I said, you know, those guys stepped up big that are on that power play in the third 5-on-5 and helped us get the win. So it eases the pain a little bit.
So when you have the elite skill that this team does have, is that how you can pull games out like this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a new look for our team this year. There's a lot of, you know, moving pieces and different guys. And, you know, each year is different. Each team is different, and there's some strengths and weaknesses that maybe weren't there before and are now in both sides. So we just cohesively as a group need to continue to get better as we get more comfortable. And, you know, we talked about getting points at home before this game. That's three wins in a row now. So it's a good start. Good thing is there's some room for improvement. So we'll look to do that with a home heavy schedule and some time to practice.
How much do you hold your breath there, Ryan, last
week? Yeah, I mean, we were going on the rush. I thought the game was over. I mean, I thought I was just getting it back to our D. I think that guy who got the breakaway, he thought the game was over too. I don't even know where he was just standing at the blue line. But, I mean, if that would have went in, that just would have summed up that game. And I probably would have had to get a new stick if that went in the net. But that was that game. So it was just a weird one. Thankfully, it didn't hurt us, but just a weird ending, that's for sure.
Braden Point, I assume it's a self-inflicting wound that are kind of bugging you guys.
Well, I mean, listen, the shots were what they were. Obviously, we had a lot of power plays, and not often you're going to get scored on 5-on-3. So, yeah, I mean, there was breakaways and 2-on-0s, and they had 6 shots on that. So it's things that are correctable for sure. That's the good part.
Thanks,